here's a story from The World.
In many ways, today's events in Washington are changing the balance of power everywhere. Donald Trump aided and supported and identified with strongman leaders across the globe. But as The World's Roopa Shenoy reports, Trump also united the protesters, pushing back.
By his first full day in office, there was an unprecedented mobilization of protesters against Trump. The Women's March was the largest single-day protest in U.S. history. Afterward, noted Harvard sociologist Theda Skocpol and other researchers tracked protesters as they sought to continue their activism.
Suddenly, people turned up at Democratic Party meetings that had been nobody there. I would describe it as a revitalization of the roots of the Democratic Party.
Skocpol says new grassroots groups also sprang up across the country, many led by women, and their collective efforts paid off pretty quickly.
Well, first of all, it made 2018 possible, which was really important. 2018 was a turning point.
The newly mobilized activists phone banked and went door to door for the midterms to elect, in many cases, moderate Democrats. Skocpol says they increased voter turnout with a broad coalition.
The way they looked at it is any Democrat that can build a majority, we're going all out for them. I think they saw it as a way to save the country, really, from Trump and Trumpism.
Then Minneapolis police killed George Floyd, and people protested racism and police brutality in countries across the globe.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Arisha Hatch is vice president of Color of Change, a group that leads campaigns for racial justice.
This past summer was certainly, I think, a very, very transformational moment. We saw more non-Black people joining protests. We saw corporations speaking out for the first time. And it happened in the middle of a pandemic.
Movements have coalesced, Hatch says. People across the political and demographic spectrum have been unified by a similar feeling of outrage and heartbreak, each motivated by issues that are important to them, whether it's police brutality, Trump immigration policies like family separation, or issues like access to health care and student loan debt. Hatch believes the sense of unity among groups that helped elect Biden will last, especially because of the recent attack on the Capitol. But she says Biden still has to use his slim Democratic majority in Congress to deliver.
Democrats should be very aware that there's an expectation that people's lives will be improved on a host of different issues because they are in the majority.
Hatch says there's a reason her organization is independent from Democrats, so it can hold them accountable.
What promises will this new Democratic majority be able to actually keep? How do we prioritize issues? Democrats have to begin to figure out how they're going to deliver for that coalition if they hope to hold that majority for longer than 2 years. And that will involve negotiation and back and forth and sometimes criticism.
That encapsulates what Leah Greenberg says is the prevailing attitude among groups like hers that mobilize voters. She's co-founder of the nonprofit Indivisible.
I think what we're seeing is that people want to both cheer President Biden on and they want to make him be bold. And they're coming at that from a supportive but pressuring angle.
She says the anti-Trump coalition believes Biden must succeed, and they think he can only do that by addressing structural problems in U.S. government.
And that is the flaws in our democracy that causes people to be underrepresented, locked out of political representation, and that then breeds cynicism in regular folks.
If the coalition that defeated Trump remains unified and keeps pushing, Greenberg says it ultimately could help defeat right-wing authoritarian figures around the globe.
What I would hope is that the defeat of Trump and the successful transfer to Joe Biden is part of a broader wave turning back this right-wing ethno-nationalist current.
If the U.S. can make the reforms necessary to represent and care for all its people, Greenberg says, it may help countries keep strong men like Trump from taking power again. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.